We're talking about Elokei Avraham, which is so appropriate for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Avraham Avinu. The first bracha, the Amida, the most important bracha, the Rosh, the head of the Amida, is the bracha of Avraham Avinu, the bracha of discovery of Hashem. Bracha of clarifying our emunah. And therefore says the Yaros Tvash, Rabbi Yenison Eibshetz, Chelek Aleph, Drasha Aleph, that it's really worthwhile for each and every one of us to emulate the character traits of Avraham Avinu. How so? Through living with emunah. What does that mean in the world view of the Yaros Tvash? He says, as we go through life, and life has its ups and life has its downs. Like Avraham Avinu, who had his ups and downs in life. Accepting everything that happens to us with love, with ahava. Avraham Avinu, in his words, had tsaros rabos, many, many, many challenges. But nonetheless, despite all of that, he was tamim with Hashem, he was wholehearted with Hashem. But emes of a lev tamim. And it's what we're meant to think about, says Rabbi Yenison Eibshetz, as we say the first bracha of the Amidah, to internalize the reality of Hashem's existence, not just as an abstract concept, but as an imminent force that is inherently and deeply involved with that which happens in this world, that guides our lives with Hashkacha. Guides our lives with Hashkacha, puts us in situations for our benefit, for our growth, for our development. It's all part of his plan. And this says this for Samus, that a person who serves Hashem with love, like Avraham Avinu, develops a natural attachment to Hashem. Nimshach libo umeyav la'asos hazon kainai. We develop this natural desire to do the Ratzon Hashem. So on this Yom Hadin, we're drawing ourselves towards Hashem. We're strengthening our emunah. We're developing this natural inclination within us to do whatever Hashem wants from us, to be loyal partners with Him in this world. Our whole essence becomes people who desire to do mitzvahs, desire to come close to Hashem. Certain chassidim, certain rabbis would have in mind when they say, Elokei Avraham, I'm a child of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, please help me, Hashem, along with the entire Jewish people who are children of Avraham Avinu. In his chas, we should love you, Hashem, and we should have emunah in you. So essentially, from a place of love, from a place of emunah, we're asking Hashem for more love and more emunah. We're trying to emulate, we're trying to develop within ourselves that which is natural to us. We have some of Avraham Avinu's DNA in us, physically, spiritually. When we talk about Elokei Avraham, we're thinking about the prism through which Avraham Avinu saw Hashem and how he brought him into the world. With emunah, with complete wholeheartedness, with being tam lev, tamim. With spreading that emunah. That's what it means to be a child of Avraham Avinu. And certainly, certainly as we come to the Yom Hadin, we tap into that kayach, and in doing so, we make ourselves worthy of din. Worthy of being zeichah b'din, because it was worthwhile for Hashem to create the whole world in the merit of Avraham Avinu. So the extent to which we emulate Avraham Avinu, we're making ourselves worthy of a favorable judgment on Rosh Hashanah.